Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
AP Sports, I'm Chuck Freedom. The season continues to spin downward for the Dallas Cowboys.
The Texans led wire to wire in ending a two-game skid and handing the Cowboys their fifth straight loss, 34-10. Joe Mixon ran for 109 yards and three touchdowns, including a 45-yard scoring burst on Houston's first series. Derek Barnett scored the Texans' other TD on a 28-yard fumble return. C.J. Stroud was 23 of 34 for 257 yards and one interception for the 7-4 Texans. Stroud says Mixon, however, is the X factor.
Joe has been amazing. He's been somebody who came in and taught guys how to win more, you know, because we won some games last year. But, you know, he taught guys what it takes to get to that bowl, you know, and, you know, we're not there yet, but, you know, we're taking strides.
Cooper Rush's fumble led to Barnett's TD. Rush passed for 323 yards and a touchdown for the 3-7 Cowboys. I'm Dave Ferry.
Gusty winds contributed to a piece of the roof of the stadium falling onto the field about 3 hours before game time. No one was injured. New York Giants demote starting quarterback Daniel Jones to third string. Giants plan to start Tommy DeVito against Tampa this week. It's the first time that Major League Baseball Rookie of the Year awards went to two pitchers in 13 years. Hard-throwing Pittsburgh Pirate ace Paul Skenes, National League Rookie of the Year Luis Gil of the New York Yankees, the American League winner. Ichiro Suzuki and CeCe Sabathia among the 14 new candidates on the Hall of Fame ballot among the 14 holdovers. In the NBA, the New York Knicks were rolling early.
The Knicks grabbed their third straight win with a 134-106 victory over the Wizards. New York jumped ahead early and scored 73 first-half points. They were led by Jalen Brunson, who tallied a team-high 26 points and 11 assists.
Chicago defeated Detroit 122-112. Zach LaVine came alive in the fourth quarter, 16 of his 25 points. Orlando defeated Phoenix 109-99. Magic forward Fritz Wagner says they did a nice job holding down Devin Booker to 17 points after his 44 in the Suns' previous game.
That was the game, you know. That was our game plan coming in into the game, making it tough for him. Obviously, we blitzed him a couple times and throughout the game, and I think it, you know, with all these guys, I think it's never just one player. I think it takes all five and everybody being on a string.
Toronto defeated Indiana 130-119. RJ Barrett had 39. The Miami Heat deal the lifeless Philadelphia 76ers another loss. Correspondent Denny Kapp reports.
Chuck, Jimmy Butler tallies a game-high 30 points as the Heat overcome a slow start to blast the 76ers 106-89. The struggling Sixers squandered a 19-point second-quarter lead. Tyler Hero helped pace the Heat offense with 18 points.
Some guys didn't play on the road trip, but I thought, you know, everyone that played tonight impacted the game, you know, in different ways.
Playing through an illness, Joel Embiid mustered just 11 points while playing in his third game of the season as the Sixers dropped to 2-11.
Correspondent Denny Kapp reporting. A driving layup by Damian Lillard in the closing seconds gave Milwaukee a 101-100 win over Houston. Atlanta edged out Sacramento 109-108. And the LA Clippers edge out the Golden State Warriors 102-99. The NHL and college basketball story is next. Top 25 college basketball, third-ranked Gonzaga defeated San Diego State 80-67. Number 4 Auburn remained perfect on the young season by thumping North Alabama. Correspondent Bruce Morton has the details.
AP number 4 Auburn pulled away late in the first half and had its way with North Alabama 102-69. Tigers coach Bruce Pearl.
We did a much better job in the second half of defending without fouling. And again, just some growth. The thing about, you know, our team is, you know, our guys are committed to our guys are committed to trying to defend and getting better at it. And that gives us a chance every night.
AU closed the first half with an 18-4 spurt, good for a 50-37 advantage at intermission.
Fifth-ranked Iowa State easily down IUPUI 87-52. 19th-ranked Wisconsin beat Rio Grande Valley 87-84. And 20th-ranked Arkansas 91-72 over Pacific. In the NHL, Colorado beat Philadelphia 3-2. Cale Makar had two goals. Montreal behind goalie Sam Montembeau. He stopped 30 shots in Montreal's 3-0 win over Edmonton. Columbus, the Blue Jackets, scored early and often to get their first win in regulation in Boston since 2016. Gethin Kubal has that story.
The Blue Jackets scored three times in the first period to help secure a 5-1 win over the Bruins. Elvis Merzlikins recorded 29 saves for Columbus, which has won two of three after dropping six in a row.
We're grinding. We're still working. We're still skating. We're physical. We're blocking the shots. There were many shots that I didn't see, and the guys block it for me. So it's together. It's the team effort here.
Dmitry Voronkov's third of the year opened the scoring 5:17 in. Matthew Olivier scored shorthanded 10:39 in to make it 2-0. Jeremy Swayman stopped 24 of 29 shots in the Bruins' third straight loss.
Anaheim beat Dallas 4-2. Washington over Utah 6-2. In overtime, San Jose beat Detroit 5-4. NHL referee Mitch Dunning, fully communicative and can move all his extremities following a violent collision with Colorado defenseman Josh Manson in Monday night's game at Philadelphia. The Mike Tyson-Jake Paul fight last Friday night took in record-setting betting according to BetMGM, four times the money of any combat sport in that casino's history. Chuck Freeman, AP Sports.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.